exclusively on Paramount Plus. Get ready.
Vamanos!
To explore like never before.
Swiper knows. Swiping!
Oh, man!
Swing into action.
We need your help.
Woohoo!
Yay!
With a girl who put adventure on the map.
I don't think I can do it, Dora.
I'll protect you, Boots. Together, we got this.
Todos juntos!
Dora, the brand new series. Stream with your family now, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
I said, oh, is my table over there? Something like that. This little girl turned around and said, are you Mrs. Puff? And I said, yes. And she said, no way!
Welcome to SpongeBob Binge Pants,
Nickelodeon's official podcast about all things SpongeBob.
I'm Hector Navarro.
And I'm Frankie Grande. All right, the moment that we have all been waiting for, or at least I have all been waiting for, is here. We have talked about her on the show many, many times. The one and only Mary Jo Catlett, actress who voices one of my favorite characters, if not my most favorite character, Mrs. Puff, is in the studio with us today.
This is going to be an awesome interview. I don't think people understand how dang funny Mary Jo is and her ability to just go into the Mrs. Puff voice and then come right back out of it and go into it and then come right back out of it. I mean, she's just a superstar talent. It's incredible.
Yes, star of stage, screen, and cartoon world, voiceover extraordinaire, Broadway professional, actress of television and movies, Mary Jo Catlett. I have been asked so many times who my favorite character is in SpongeBob, and though I identify very strongly with SpongeBob, my favorite character is Mrs. Puff.
Mrs. Puff.
Can't believe that. That makes me feel so wonderful. You know, because sometimes little kids ask me, why are you mean to SpongeBob? And I don't mean to be mean to him, but anyway, yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I think Mrs. Puff has some baggage of her own. I don't think she's actually trying to be mean to anybody.
That's true.
I wanted to start just a little bit at the beginning. I'm a Broadway boy. I had the privilege of being in Mamma Mia and Rock of Ages on Broadway. And I know you started on Broadway in Hello, Dolly in 1964 as Ernestina. Wow.
Gosh, you've done your homework.
Well, what was that experience like briefly, and what brought you to the stage?
It was absolutely wonderful. I was born and raised in Denver, Colorado, and I knew when I was 8 years old, for sure. I thought about it at seven, and I wasn't sure. Then when I was eight, I was positive. That's what I wanted to do. It was funny because other girls in those days, you could be a wife and mother or a nurse or a teacher, and that was about it.
Right. Yeah.
And they were saying, oh, I'd really like to be a nun or I'd like to be a teacher. And I thought, not me. I know just what I want to do. I just don't know how to get there.
Mary Jo, I would love to ask this. Looking back at your career on the stage and being a performer live in front of people, how do you think that helps you become such a great voice actor? What are the similarities in those styles of acting?
That's a wonderful question. When you're deciding to go into a character, of course, something in your voice will change, you know, whether you're going to meet this character or maybe you're going to meet this character, you know. And and then, in fact, sometimes I'll work from the voice out. I'll try to get the voice, and then I think, well, what would my body do? Or I played an English lady detective at one point. Oh, really? And I got this ramrod back, and, you know, it's... The voice is so important.
And seeing that, you know, for everyone listening, like Mary Jo completely transformed her physicality as she was going into that role. And do you think that your training in theater and for Broadway has made you a better voice actor?
Yes, and I think much of that training was on-the-job training. I was lucky enough at about age 19 to be in a melodrama company, and we would learn very broad gestures. There's the door, now leave, you know, and oh, you know, like, oh, my hero, and big things with our hands and our bodies. It was good.
Mary Jo, I feel like a Venn diagram of your career could be on one side is the theater, and on the other side is SpongeBob, and right in the middle is the SpongeBob SquarePants Broadway musical. What did you think of that show? Have you had a chance to see it yet?
Yes, they were so wonderful. They flew us out and put us up, and oh, we felt so privileged and wonderful. And then we saw this wonderful show. Oh, it was just terrific. And what I loved is from the minute you walk in the theater, you're in Bikini Bottom, you know?
Any desire to get back on stage again? Did you think you would be in the musical when they announced it?
Maybe Mrs. Puff's great-grandmother would have a crossover. I didn't, I was anxious to see who they got, and she was terrific.
The things that Mrs. Puff gets to do are so wild and out there and so entertaining, and the range that you get to play as an actress is so phenomenal.
Yeah, have you been surprised by the Mrs. Puff stories?
Sometimes very surprised, but so happily so. As Mrs. Puff, there's no limit. It's just wonderful.
It's unbelievable. You've shown the most spectacular improvement of any student I've ever seen. What's your secret? A little radio in your head? Oh, and under that hat is some kind of a antenna. And some guy miles away from here is giving you all the answers.
I must say you have my favorite maniacal laugh of any character ever, of all time. Do you just go for it in the studio? Do you just like go straight for it?
I have to give Tom Kenny such kudos because he'll say, oh yeah, do it a little bit more. And that's all you have to say to me. I have my laugh variety and we use it and I love it.
Wow. Also, looking back on your career, Mary Jo, I didn't know this, but you were the face of a really popular ad campaign in the 70s and 80s for Black Flag Roach Motels. And the character that you played in these commercials was hilarious. And I realized she's almost like an early version of Mrs. Puff in a way, because she's very sweet, but she's also a little intense. I mean, did you get recognized for those commercials? They were everywhere.
So I'm in this cab, and the cabbie said, I heard you were in town. And I said, I beg your pardon. He said, the bug lady, I heard you were in town. And I felt wonderful. I was so excited that he recognized me as the bug lady. And also my friend said, boy, I don't think I want to have you ever over to my house. It seems like wherever you go, there are roaches.
You're like, no, I've killed them with the Roach Motel. In fact, I know that they work very well.
Check in, but they don't check out. And that's, you know what else is fun? Sometimes you'll hear that line on sitcoms and stuff.
Yeah, it made its way into popular culture. It really did.
And so you have this amazing career, and now you're on SpongeBob. Is there anything that your fellow castmates like always ask you about, you know, about your career?
I feel like I'm with such stellar people, such amazingly wonderful people. Every single one of them. Oh my gosh, I just marvel. They're so quick to do whatever Tom asks, and I think, oh, Squidward, my gosh, you should hear his amazing variety. And well, certainly Patrick, to all of them.
I want to get you in trouble, Mary Jo. Who's your favorite? Because they all love you the most, so who's your favorite on the cast?
Even though I've dated Mr. Crab.
Ah, yes! The great Clancy Brown, that's right.
You have Mr. Krabs. And I love where you get to go in this the newest episodes, where now you have the gal pals. Like, yes. So fun.
The gal pals. And you know what? I guess they tested it real well, too. Kids love the gal pals.
And I also love that you get to play with Karen and with Pearl, you know, people that you necessarily didn't get to cross paths with earlier in the series. So it's nice for me as a fan.
That's really true, Frankie. It's really so nice, because I love those girls in real life. I mean, we have gone out to lunch and we've dished and had a great time.
Hello.
What? Howdy, Powder Puff. You want to step out with me and Karen tonight?
Oh, yes, Sandy. I desperately need to step out.
Oh, you're talking to Sandy. Mrs. Puff, tell her I said hi. Tell her I said hi.
We'll meet up at the Corner Cafe tonight. Get ready to party, y'all.
Okay. Tell her I said hi. Tell see you soon.
So back to your time on the stage. So apparently the lore is that Steven Hillenburg saw you in a play and thought you'd be perfect for the show. Is that true?
What could it have been? Maybe a play called Fashion? Yeah, I was doing Fashion.
This was maybe 1997, maybe the mid 90s, maybe. Yeah.
Darn it. You know, there are actors who say, oh, yes, it was 67 in January. I don't do that.
Mary Jo, I don't remember what I did last week. It's amazing when any actors, right, can remember something that they did in their career, early in their career. It's amazing. So, yeah.
You know what else is amazing? When you can say, oh, yes, I saw you in Henry IV. Ah, yes, avast, my liege. You know, they can do lines from that play way back when, not me.
What about music? For me, when I learn vocal harmonies, like, do you remember the vocal harmonies for Hello, Dolly? Like, those kind of things stick in my head forever.
You know what? Yes. Isn't that funny? And that's what's so interesting about Alzheimer people, that they can do whole songs.
Yeah.
But they can't remember a minute ago. It's
beautiful that how powerful music can be. It's great.
Give her the apple.
Here you go, ma'am.
Let's get this over with. What's the first thing you do?
Start the boat.
Mrs. Puff!
Whoa! What?
It's okay. It's only the boat.
The boat? You started the boat?
I think so.
Oh. Well, what's the second thing you do?
So, we don't remember the play, but do you remember the audition for Mrs. Puff?
Plural.
Auditions.
Ooh.
Five. Count them. Five.
Five.
Wow. That's five? That's a five callback. They're supposed to pay you once you get to five, I think.
Hey, listen.
Are you hearing this?
Remember way back when?
We got to get some back pay for Mary Jo here. What were the auditions like? What was that process like?
About the third audition, I felt really good about it because they showed me the character. They showed me what she looked like. And I said, oh, she's adorable. She's darling. And and then she came more to me. Oh, SpongeBob. You know, and what was difficult was figuring how to puff up. And that has changed a little bit through the years. But at the time, it was SpongeBob. But now it's a little different. It's a little easier here, too. Yeah.
So, yes, you have puffed up differently throughout the years.
I get pretty puffy sometimes, as in real life.
I think we all get a little puffy. Mary Jo, absolutely. Very relatable of Mrs. Puff.
I hardly knew you.
SpongeBob?
Yes, Mrs. Puff?
I can at least let you wear it until tomorrow.
Thanks, Mrs. Puff!
What are the consequences of what I've just done? Oh.
Mary Jo, you mentioned that on the third audition, you saw a picture of Mrs. Puff, and that really, I mean, what was your impression of the whole show, of all of the characters and the cartoon series SpongeBob SquarePants when you first saw it? What did you think?
I thought it was just amazing. I thought Steve Hillenburg was a genius. And my agent said, I sure hope you get this. I said, oh, I sure do too. And she said, you know, it's just a little interim cartoon show to fill in for another one for the summer. It's only going to be in the summer. Liar, wow. Pants on fire.
Now you're in three shows simultaneously.
I love it so much. One of my favorite episodes of Mrs. Puff, Mrs. Puff goes to jail. Oh, I just
classic.
Love it because she says, oh, I'm in jail. I can finally get away. I can finally get away from SpongeBob. And up they come through the toilet.
It's so funny.
Uh-oh. And in conclusion, students, red means stop, green means go. And SpongeBob.
Yes, Mrs. Puff?
I'd like to see you after class 6 months from now.
And, I mean, since we're on the subject of you being in jail, you know there's crazy conspiracy theories about what Mrs. Puff has been in jail for before. Now we know in Camp Coral that even in the very beginning she had already been to jail. Do you know anything about what Mrs. Puff is really in there for?
They really hire a felon to be a camp counselor.
What's going on with this character?
And they've said it in print. It's a cartoon, people.
And that's the best part about cartoons, is that you get to put whatever you're going through into that cartoon.
Yeah.
Like whatever I'm dealing with in my own life, I get relief from watching SpongeBob because then I see different things than the other people, depending on what they're watching it for. So
I think it's so great that the creators of the show, the writers of the show, have made Mrs. Puff this really fun character with this dichotomy, because it means we get a great performance from you. And even just now, Mary Jo, you were laughing. You were like, did they hire a felon to be their camp counselor? And then you laughed. And that's so funny because it could be a real serious and scary thing. And the show has so much fun with it. You are a blast when you get to play that side of that character when she's like, oh, not again. Let's see if I still know how to do this, you know, and then before she steals a boat or something. It's so much fun.
I love two words that she says, why me? And then you get a little chance once in a while to do a little singing in a way. Extra credit.
Yes.
Absolutely. You get to show off your Broadway chops right there. And she has a good heart too, because she does love SpongeBob, and it's not his fault that he's insufferable. And I love that she says that about SpongeBob.
That's her way of complimenting.
You know, there's a great story about how Nickelodeon wanted to do the show, but they wanted it to be set in a school. And Steven Hillenburg said, that's not what the show is. That's not who the character of SpongeBob is. I want him to have his own house and be a neighbor to Squidward and all of that. But through that contribution from Nickelodeon, he came up with the boating school and he came up with Mrs. Puff. Yeah. And they would not have picked up the show. Nickelodeon would have passed and Steven might not have done the show had it not been for Mrs. Puff and the boating school, so that they could have a school element, but it wasn't the whole show. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, gosh, why didn't you tell me then? I could have demanded a salary, a big salary. Oh, I'm so happy to hear that, though. That's wonderful.
Mary Jo, do you remember the first line Mrs. Puff ever said?
Here I come, Mrs. Puff. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
I'm not ready.
Oh. Oh, yes, that's Mrs. Ruff. I'm not ready.
And it just has encapsulated her and SpongeBob relationships, which I still attest is one of the most enduring and most lovable in the entire series for all of these years.
Mary Jo, what do you relate to in Mrs. Puff, do you think? Is there anything in this character that you admire?
Oh, yes. I admire her desire to be a good teacher. And I really think she really wants SpongeBob to get that driver's license. I always thought, I sure hope it doesn't happen because I'll be out of a job. But, he does. She does.
We also hope it never happens as well, because we love to see SpongeBob never get it. So...
Yeah. Well, I can't tell you, you do my heart so much good to hear that you really, I sound like the Academy Awards, you really like her.
I think that Mrs. Puff has limitless possibilities.
Well, sometimes I think of what else she could do, and I thought, wouldn't it be kind of funny to make her a waitress in the Krabby Patty?
Oh, wow.
What do you have?
Working with her man.
So maybe you're right. I hope so. I hope there would be other things she could do.
As actors, you know, I know we love to draw upon stuff that happens in our own lives to bring color our performances. Has there ever been anything that you had taken from your own life and put into Mrs. Puff?
It's thanks to the writers that give me that impetus to do it, you know. New vocal things that I do, I mean, like laughing or I mean, I can always laugh, but different ways to laugh and being frightened of maybe I'm flying through the air. I never really had to do that on stage. Or
do you have to warm up?
Years ago, I had a singing teacher, and he said, start from QX, and you whisper, QX, 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 and then you get that tone of what your real voice should be, and then you can go up from there or down from there. So... teachers of the past have been wonderful, you know.
I would love to know, what has it been like working with Tom as a voice director? Because the show didn't start with him as a voice director. You worked with amazing people working behind the scenes. Andrea Romano was a voice director. And now you're working with Tom, who is SpongeBob himself. He's voice directing the shows now and has been for a while. What has that been like?
I tell you, it's wonderful. And to work with a fellow actor, Tom is so wide open. And if you do anything that's even a little innovative, oh, that's great. I'd love to hear you do that. And he'll laugh. And he just knows so much how to work with actors. He's the best voice director I've ever had. And also sometimes when I'm at sea, I think, I don't know. And he'll suggest something and that's it. Yes. You know, he's great.
Wow.
I love the way, Mary Jo, the way you described that, where you said sometimes when you're at sea, meaning when you can't necessarily find your way back and what you need to do for the performance and how you can read the line, when you're lost at sea and Tom Kenny suggests something and it brings you right back. I think that's great. And it's nautical. It's a nautical reference.
I'm a fish.
Do you like the ocean? Is it something, do you like to sail?
I've done many cruises. I love sea days. A friend of mine is going on a river cruise, and I said I never had any desire to do that. You'd go into port every day. Nah. I love the sea days. Love the ocean.
Wow.
It's just
wow.
And that was one of the things coming from Denver, where there's no real water, you know. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful state, but no water. And except creeks, or cricks, as we say. Sorry, my mind's going. Blah, blah, blah. To go to the ocean for the first time was spectacular, and I fell in love with it. I love it all this time.
When you have taken your cruises, have you ever run into fans of SpongeBob, and then they find out that you're Mrs. Puff, and then they're taking a cruise with Mrs. Puff? Has that ever happened before?
It has. It has, especially if they're kids. I said, oh, it's my table over there, something like that. This little girl turned around and said, "Are you Mrs. Puff?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "No way." And then she ran to her mother. Oh, it was so much fun. And then in like 2 seconds, the whole ship knew Mrs. Puff was.
Wow.
It was fun. It was
wow.
great fun.
Mary Jo, why do you think that SpongeBob has connected with so many people for all of these years? I mean, why do you think this cartoon show is so special?
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that it's SpongeBob because of his most indomitable attitude. You know, no matter what happens to him or what, you know, he'll come up smiling and laughing and, "Oh, well, tomorrow's another day, Patrick." I mean, he really is, he's just wonderful. And teaching children to try to look on the bright side. He always seems to look on the bright side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he especially loves Mrs. Puff, too. He adores Mrs. Puff.
He really does.
He really does. And even though he can't get the boating license, he still admires her so much and her teaching ability, and he wants to, you know, impress her. And just, I just think it's the sweetest thing. It's such a great attitude, again, for young people to even look to their teachers and their mentors, even if, you know, they're having a tough time. It's like, hey, that teacher really does want you to succeed. Just like Mrs. Puff really does want SpongeBob to get the boating license, but it's never going to happen. It's a cartoon.
She really does. Is so fond of him, but sometimes he's like those little toys that you punch and they fall down. He comes right back up. Oh, and he'll
just right.
interpret it in a different way. He's just beautiful.
Now it's time to once again take the driving portion of the exam. Okay, SpongeBob, get in the boat.
Oh, in this boat? Right here? Is it time already?
Get in the boat, SpongeBob!
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All you have to do is get on the track. Okay, SpongeBob, what's the first thing you do?
1924?
No. First thing is to start the boat. SpongeBob, relax. It's only the boat.
The boat?
Okay. Now, what do you do next?
Floor it?
Yes. No! Don't floor it!
Floor it?
No! Don't floor it!
Okay, floor it!
No! No!
Oh, SpongeBob! Why?
So on your travels on boats and things, have you ever got to fully comprehend like what an international hit SpongeBob is?
Yeah.
Like it's everywhere.
I mean, Steve, oh, God bless him, would be so happy. Oh,
yeah.
Everybody. And his wonderful kids and his wife. It's just great.
Yeah, absolutely. What was it like working with Steven? What was it like getting to work on this cartoon show with him for all these years?
Oh, he was wonderful. He was so handsome, first of all. I was going, oh my gosh.
Mary Jo, okay.
I'm verklempt. But they all are very good looking. That's another kind of perk about it all. But anyway, even if they weren't, I would love them. But he was great.
Well, do you guys get to record together anymore?
Yeah, you doing it from home?
We do it from home now, yes. And in a way, I like that better, you know, because you it's just a little easier. And I'm old, but... I'm older. I won't say old. Let's not say old.
That's another great thing about Mrs. Puff, Mary Jo, and that you're playing Mrs. Puff is that we get to hear this amazing, we're not going to say old, we're going to say older, amazing older actress who is so talented and so funny, playing such a great character with such a great energy, who gets to do the most insane fun things. I think that that's fantastic. I think it brings a much needed aspect to the SpongeBob world. We just can't, you know, we can't, we're the SpongeBob world, even though they're all cartoons and they're all animals and anemones and sponges and all these things, I think that they represent a bunch of different stages of life. You know, SpongeBob is a young man going into adulthood, and you have Pearl, who's younger, and you've got Mr. Krabs as a business owner, and then you've got Mrs. Puff, and she's a teacher, and there's all these, and Sandy's a great, you know, a youthful student of science herself. There's just so many great perspectives, and Mrs. Puff is such an invaluable one as well, too, so that's great.
I think it keeps me young. It does. It's so wonderful when you're using your brain, you know, it just, it's very good. And also it's good for Nick to say one thing they don't do is have age discrimination. No,
yeah,
they
right.
don't. They're great.
That is great. And we're grateful as well that you are on the show and continue to be a part of the show. Having done so many different sides of Mrs. Puff, is there one left out there that you are dying to show the world?
You know, things go through my mind many times. I should really write them down, except I think, are they worthy of even submitting to the writers? I think it'd be fun maybe to have her have to live with one of the characters. Maybe Patrick. I mean, maybe. Oh no. I thought SpongeBob couldn't do this. Oh, Patrick. But then he's so sweet, too, you know, so she'd just love him. Or she came to fix his meals like garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
And he'd love it.
Well, Mary Jo, you have so much, so many amazing things that you've worked on and such wisdom. I would love to know, what advice would you have for somebody who's just starting out acting?
You know what I say? One of the most important, and I know I'm not the first one to say it, but is to listen. When you're in a scene, listen. And when you really listen, the lines come easier. You become the character much easier. I have another thing too. When you go to an audition, I used to, when I was very early into it, I would go to an audition and I wouldn't hear about it. And so I'd call my agent and say, well, who got that? And I really wanted that. Well, who got? I don't do that. And I learned very quickly not to do that because it hurts you. It disappoints you. So what you do is go to the audition and make it a full performance. Pretend like this is, because you're into pretending. So, you know, make this your performance and shut the door and that's it. Then go on to the next. And if it's something you really, really want, well, so there'll be other things, you know.
Yeah,
I guess that's a little bit of a SpongeBob attitude.
Wow. I'm so grateful that you were able to join us on this show and that you have given me the opportunity to get to know you a little bit more and given all of our viewers and Hector the ability to know Mary Jo.
And I can't wait for everybody to get to listen to this because I had a blast. You're so dang funny.
Thank you so much. Goodbye, boys, and thank you with all my heart from Bikini Bottom.
There you have it, everybody. The interview with Mary Jo Catlett. Frankie, how fun was that, man? How much fun did you have?
Listening to her stories and listening to her talk as Mrs. Puff, my cheeks absolutely hurt.
It was so cool to be able to tell Mary Jo like how loved she is. I mean, I'm sure that she knows, but just to even be able to say like everybody in the cast loves you, everyone in the crew loves you, the fans love you. It feels like she's related to all of us. That's the thing. She feels like a family member because of our familiarity with this character.
Everyone we have spoken to so far has been connected to it in a way where like they do feel like they're like parents, you know, like these are my kids. This is my project. This is my baby. And it's so nice to know that. And to know that we are talking to even more people
as the weeks come up. You know who we got coming up? We got coming up soon here. We have the voice of Squidward himself. Roger Bumpus is going to be on the show. Cannot wait to talk to Roger. That's going to be so great. Roger, by the way, we've heard has an incredibly impressive SpongeBob merchandise collection. So can't wait to actually talk to him about that too. That's going to be so, so much fun. It's going to be fantastic. So
I can't wait.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. Be sure to stay tuned for more episodes of SpongeBob Binge Pants, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye guys.